Dan's Driving Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, episode 24, minute 17. Vicky and Frankie have gone strolling arm in arm, well, hand in hand, into the night, and Mary is crying, and there's a strange bloody doorknob, and the minute ends with us inside a weird, out-of-time, I guess, sort of like an off, I'm going to call it the off-white limbo, the strange room. And we actually ended the previous minute with a close-up shot of a fire in a fireplace, not like a raging fire. So let's get back to the fire and the off-white limbo.
I love you, Sandy.
Those Kent girls.
I was just having a good time with them.
Things get weird in the off-white limbo. This is a weird minute. It basically, it begins with that fireplace, and you see the woman's feet in the shoes walking along, and she stops, and she is presumably, although I don't know where she is in relation to Frankie and Sandy. Who the hell is Sandy? Frankie and Sandy are kissing. They're just standing in the middle of this room with this really wonderful painting on the wall. You got to see it. Behind Frankie. And yeah, Frankie and Sandy just spent the minute pretty much kissing. And you see shots from all around them. And you see shots of Sandy presumably straining to reach up to where Frankie is. You see, like, you know, like feet on the ground, like straining up on her toes to get up so she can give Frankie a big kiss. And it's all a bit weird. First off, where'd Vicky go? Second, who is that watching them? Who's the woman who's, we only see her feet and shoes there? And there's a shot of some like shutters or like a closet door or something as during one of the chatty bits in the moment, in the minute. And you just see a vague shadow on the door. Is that like Frankie or Sandy, or is that the woman watching them? And then it's going to get even weirder. It's just, yeah, they just kiss and apparently someone is watching them. And you know, I got to say, I'm not a big fan of Frankie fooling around with Mary when he really loves Sandy. And then apparently fooling around with Vicky a bit. I don't know. Where'd Vicky go? Where did Vicky go? Is that Vicky watching? Well, Vicky was just in jeans and sneakers. So whoever's watching Vicky, who's ever watching Sandy and Frankie, is presumably not Vicky, but shouldn't it be Vicky? We're Vicky. Even in the commentary, Chuck says to Doris right at the end, "This is not Samantha Fox." And Doris more or less says, "Yeah, no, it's not. It's Sandy." And I'm going to do something here that I haven't really done with this podcast, but I did a lot with 1 Minute with Night of Horror. And that is, I'm going to run through the shots real quick. I counted 22 shots in this minute, starting with the shot of the fire in the fireplace and ending with that shot of, we'll talk about this, with the camera kind of on the back of Sandy's naked thighs with the red carpet beneath her. I'm not going to give you times like I did back with Night of Horror, because that way madness lies. I'm just going to go through the shots real quick. We get a shot, and then you will see the other weird thing in this very weird minute. Fire in the fireplace, shot of the feet. I'm just going to call them the feet. They're in the shoes, they're walking towards us. Then Frankie and Sandy, and they begin to kiss, and watching Frankie kiss is grotesque, is just Yucktown, USA. And so Frankie and Sandy kissing, and of course your first thought is, who the hell is he kissing? And where the hell did he get that painting that's on the wall behind him? Next, fourth shot, it cuts back to the shoes, and they've stopped, like they're watching. But it seems to be in a different place, and they were just in a hallway with a bloody doorknob, and what does that have to do with this? So back to them kissing, Frankie and Sandy kissing some more. Then that strange shot of the shutters or the closet door or whatever. I love you, Sandy. And then it cuts to a shot more focused over Frankie's shoulder on Sandy. They go to kiss again. And then it cuts to a shot of two people who aren't Frankie and Sandy kissing. We don't see their faces. We just see that the guy, you know, could slightly resemble Frankie and the woman could resemble Sandy, but she really doesn't. She has much longer hair and she's naked. Whereas Sandy, as far as I can tell, is not. We only see Sandy from like the shoulders up. And so it's like literally it cuts from Frankie and Sandy kissing to two other people kissing. And I just have my note here is who? Then it goes back to Frankie and Sandy kissing. You can imagine once you spot this, the craziness of what's happening here. It's cutting in between. Doris says this is one of her outs. She added it to bulk up the time, but it's clearly not the same people. Then it cuts back to those people who aren't the same people kissing. Then you get the naked legs, the feet standing on the toes on the red carpet. What about those Kent girls? Then back to that couple who I don't know who they are. Then more Frank and Sandy kissing. Back to the couple. Back to the feet straining to get up in the air. Back to the kissing, back to the people, pan up the leg, back to the kissing, pan up to the leg to around the naked tush, back to the kissing, and then we're on sort of the thighs of this naked person, and it pans down. And those are the shots for the minute. And it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I said in the previous minute that this looked like some sort of limbo, and I was reminded of the Red Room from Twin Peaks, and I put forward the question, could David Lynch have come up with something this crazy? Doris is just doing it on the fly to fill time, and it's nuts. Now, granted, you could look at it, if you so choose, you could look at it as, well, David Lynch would have done it, and it would have been much more competent than this. I mean, there's this crazy music playing, this odd audio, where clearly jumping from one couple to another, where is anything in relation to anything else? You could say, you know, I'm not going to say it, but you could say, I'm not going to say it. You know, David Lynch would have done it more competently, but does that, what? So what? So what if he did it more competent? I love David Lynch, but I'm just saying, this is weirdness. You can't fake this weirdness. And I don't think Doris thought she was being weird. You know, there are a couple points here where Chuck says, you know, he sees the feet on the commentary, says, this is very Wishman-esque. And Doris actually says, yes. So, you know, she knew what she was up to and she was trying to get it done. But it's just so nuts. I mean, is this, like I said, we're in an off-white limbo. Could it be Frankie and Sandy? I mean, because the people who are kissing in this other space seem to be, you can't see their faces, but I get the feeling they're better looking than Frankie and Sandy. So I'm wondering if this is either Frankie or Sandy's images of themselves making out. You know, it's like they're kind of looking there all right. But then every once in a while, suddenly like a dimension shifts and suddenly they're like these great looking people. And they're like, this is how I look when I make out. But really, Frankie just looks really gross. He kind of mooshes up his lips and his tongue keeps sticking out. It's shivery. It's a weird moment. And I guess this is going to carry into minute 18, more of these two shifting, kissing things. Maybe, could this be like a From Beyond kind of thing, you know, where at any one point, you know, in the room I'm sitting in, there are a slew of other dimensions filled with all sorts of monsters and people and things like that that I can't see. Could this be some sort of dimension hopping thing right here? I honestly don't know. I'd like to say it is. It's Doris maybe doing some crazy sci-fi. Maybe we'll find out in the next minute. Maybe you'd like to hear this music again. Thank you.
When did you...
Frankie. You know what? This is not the same girl as this girl. Did you
no,
know that?
No, correct. Yes, I know.
This is from one of my outs, but you can't tell
no,
the difference.
I shot that.
Yeah, but can you tell the difference? It looks like the same girl. No?
Yes, Doris.
You
it
cannot
looks
tell
like the same girl.
That looks... If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know it was somebody else.
I shot it, of course.
Yeah, but you
I
didn't remember me putting it together.